I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for listening. Bill Keating is in the front row with Betsy Ross with a preview of the upcoming Women's Crosstown Classic.
The women's version of the Crosstown Classic, the annual game between University of Cincinnati and Xavier University, coming up on Sunday, December 2nd. And it's not a cliche to say this is more than just a basketball game. It is a celebration of girls and women's sports on this day. And one of the real supporters of this event and this movement over the last few years has been Bill Keating. And Bill is with us here on the front row. Bill, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for inviting us, Betsy. It's been great.
It is a game that, of course, highlights two of the best teams, women's teams here in our area, UC and Xavier. Both coaches have a great history of success, and both teams really, again, not to be too trite about it, but you literally can throw out the record books because we have seen a lot of great games, a lot of great upsets, just like the men's version of the Crosstown Classic. It has always been a good rivalry and a great showcase for women's basketball.
Very competitive game. Again, the favorite team usually doesn't win for some reason. these players, they play together during the summer. They know each other well, and when they get on the court, it's very competitive, but it's great basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the women's game is much more structured than the men's game. They run plays. They follow direction better. It's fun to watch, and it's a great way to teach your children how to play basketball because of the discipline of the women's game.
Yeah, it's very true. And as I mentioned, the two coaches, Jamel Elliott for UC, of course, multiple national championships, both as a player and coach at University of Connecticut. And then Amy Waugh, she was on the first Xavier University Elite Eight team, and now, of course, in her second year as the head coach there at Xavier. And it is, I think, when you talk about the game, and as I alluded to, it is much more than just the basketball game, but it is a celebration of women's sports. And that's really where you come in. This is where you stepped up seven years ago, and said, let's make this really a showcase to bring in young girls and young women and really see what they could do if indeed they love basketball and stick with it.
You know, Betsy, you're part of our team early on to put this together 7 years ago, and you've been great help over the years. But the idea originally, and it still remains, is to put 8,000 to 10,000 grade school and high school girls in the stands and plant the seed with them that they chase their dreams, they can accomplish anything in life. And being at the game and watching the kids and the excitement and the enthusiasm in the stands and watching them watch these players who are great role models to them is really pretty, it's a great experience. But what's even better is, you know, after the game's over, I am getting letters from coaches. And these grade school coaches will say, you know, my kids went to that game yesterday, my players, and we had practice last night. And the intensity of the practice and the enthusiasm and how they really wanted to play better basketball, it was inspiring. And it made a difference on our players. It taught them how to practice harder and have them better understand the game.
Why is it that this is such a cause for you? I mean, you're a UC guy, but I mean, you have worked just as hard with the folks at Xavier to make this happen. Why is it such a personal cause for you?
You know, my daughters both had the opportunity to swim in high school and college. And I look back at the time they were competing, and I thought, my mother never had the opportunity. My sisters never had the opportunity. And that was all prior to Title IX. And I looked at the opportunities these women have today to compete. And I started realizing that there were women pioneers who played back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s and really fought for the opportunity to play sports. And I wanted to do something, one, to thank them, two, let the current players get appreciated for what they're doing, how well they play. You know, for these players on XU and UC to come out and play in front of a packed house, it makes them feel that they're there and they made it to the big time and something special. And then the other part, as I mentioned earlier, is really to plant the seed in this the younger generation that they can excel in anything they do in life, and they just need to get up and go out and play and compete and go after their dream.
We're talking with Bill Keating about the Women's Crosstown Classic coming up December 2nd between UC and Xavier. It's going to be played this year at Fifth Third Arena. And, you know, those of the listeners who have been around town, and they know that you were quite the swimmer back at UC. And I love the story that you tell about your swimming experience there and the experience of a friend of ours, Jenny Kemp, who was an Olympian. And I love that story, if you wouldn't mind telling it again, just to kind of show where we were and how far we've come.
As I've told people over the years, you know, I swam at UC and I swam at St. X High School. But my greatest claim to fame was I carried Jenny Kemp's gym bag or swim bag.
She might say the same thing.
You know, we trained together with the Cincinnati Marlins day in and day out. We'd be in the water 5 to 6 hours a day. Same practices, same workouts, side by side. But back then, the boys would go to some high school, we'd go to some college, and those opportunities weren't there for the women. These girls are really very, very good. 1972, Jenny Kemp and Dina Dierdorf both went over to Munich to the 1972 Olympics, and they both came back with gold medals. And we did a video, and we were talking about this, and Jenny said, you know, I always wanted to get a letter jacket when I was in high school, but I never had a chance to compete for my high school team. But I got a record once, and I got a medal. And she was referring to her world record and Olympic gold medal. She's quite an accomplished swimmer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when you talk about this next generation, and, you know, we've discussed Title IX and the opportunities that have been afforded a lot of these kids, the next generation, these 8, 9, and 10-year-old girls, and I know that through the Friars Club, you work with some of these youth teams. Do you see that they understand what has been done before them? Do they appreciate the work that folks like a Jenny Kemp or, you know, the first generation of Title IX, do you think they appreciate and know really the history?
Some of them do. I've talked to my daughters about it. We did a video that talked about the history of it. You know, the 40th anniversary of Title IX has been telling more of the stories about the pioneers of women's sports. But I think the current generation has to better understand and appreciate the people that came before them and what they've accomplished. And if you look at what's happening today, you look at Jenny Kemp and where she's today, and you know she volunteers, I think, 2 or 3 nights a week as an on-call with the Red Cross. So if somebody's burnt out of their home or their apartment building, she's out there doing that. You have Jane Meyer, Jean Dow, Mary Jo Huseman, Ann Ernst. These women played back in the 60s and 70s. And they're out involved in the community, making a difference and trying to promote women's sports. And so the product of women's sports has made it a great impact on what we're doing. And what these pioneers really want to have happen is the current women who are competing, they also give back and make a difference in the community and become leaders like they did.
And I can't let you go away without talking a little bit about the game itself. In the newspaper article that previewed the Crosstown Classic and had a photo of the coaches during the news conference, and they were like slapping high fives at each other in the middle of the news conference. I'm not sure I could see the men's version of this doing the same thing, even though, you know, Mick and Chris certainly are not enemies per se, but the camaraderie between these two coaches and the two teams, as you mentioned, they know each other. They play each other during the season or during the off season.
They're great role models, and they want to have an impact on the next generation. And every day you're a role model to somebody else. And I think Jamel and Amy know that, and their players know that, and they go out of their way to really be competitive, but also be respectful of their competition, knowing that people are out there watching and that people can learn from them. And when you see them, you know, clapping hands or trying to get together and trying to celebrate this game, they're trying to send the right message to the next generation as to the benefits of sports, but also the benefits of competition, but the need to be respectful of others.
That's very true. It is the Women's Crosstown Classic, and it is more than just a game. It is the celebration of girls and women's sports.
Betsy, one other thing I want to mention is that there's a TQL raffle at the game. And what happens is TQL, this will be the fourth year we've done this, they raffle off 5 to 7 vouchers, which are good to outfit a girls' team, whether it's basketball, volleyball, soccer, softball. They get down to Cook's Sporting Goods, they pick out how they want to design the uniforms, and they get 15 uniforms for their teams. and we raffle them off at halftime, and you have to be there to win. And what's really exciting about the game is when they pull the raffle tickets, all of a sudden the team will win, and there'll be, you know, a couple dozen, you know, grade school girls standing up cheering and hollering because they just got new uniforms. And that's just part of the excitement of the event.
New uniforms are important, that's for sure.
Right.
It is coming up December 2nd, the Women's Crosstown Classic. It is played this year at Fifth Third Arena. Bill Keating, thanks so much for being with us on the Front Row.
Betsy, thanks for giving us a call, and also thanks for all you've done to make this event a success.